Hi, Richard. This is Yola Aunt Faye. Your family's here, and I wish you and Jim were too. We're all doing fine. Russell's home for 2 weeks. Patty's home. Rest of the kids were all here for Christmas dinner. Don't know any news to tell you, except Patty had a wreck Thanksgiving night. She was parked at the red light up in town. There was a big log truck in front of her, and there's a pickup truck behind her, and the log truck started rolling back, and she couldn't get out of the way, and the coupling pole went through the windshield. But nobody was hurt. She was scared to death, not worse. Well, I don't know anything. The rest of them want to talk to you, so I'll quit, and I want you to take care of yourself, because I want you all back here in one piece. How about that? Bye.
Hello, Richard. This is Johnny. I want to wish you well and tell you that we'd like to for you to come see us when you get back to the States. I've got a little boy, 7 years old, I'd like for you to see. We think he's pretty nice. Of course, we're prejudiced. I got your address from Jim, but I haven't had time to write yet. In fact, I haven't had time to write Jim yet either. He's beginning to wonder, I'm sure. It's been so long since I've seen you, I can't think of much to say. But we would like to see you. Hope you'll come see us when you get back. Take care of yourself.
Hello, Richard. Sure is nice to hear your voice over this contraption. I heard you'll be coming home in a couple of days, or at least we hope you will. I know it'll be nice to be home with family. We sure do miss you around here. There's not much going on around here, but everybody's getting along just fine. And we all hope we'll get to see you pretty soon.
Well, hello, Rich. This is Russ. They just got me up, so don't pay attention to what I say. From what I hear, you've been doing okay over there. At least having fun, anyway. I hope, anyway. Everything seems to be okay around here. If everything goes okay, I'll be finishing about May. Neither I'll be joining you pretty soon, or I'll get to go to work. Anyway, I'm just hoping, just sitting around waiting. From what Bonnyface said, you look like you got the high five bug way over there. All that inexpensive equipment. Is that? Another guy just got back, lives down here, he's been a helicopter pilot, but you might have run into him. His name is Mike McDonald. He came back early part of this month. Right now he's instructor, or will be as soon as he leaves and finish out his hitch in the base. But he brought back several hundred dollars worth of hi-fi stereo equipment over there. Every now and then, Jim drops Mom a letter. Once or twice, every 2 or 3 months. From what he says, he's having a ball. Of course, that's just what he says. No telling what he's doing. But if you get a chance, sometime in the next 3 or 4 months, wish you would drop a letter. Finally had to ask Nita, what were you doing now? Beginning to wonder about you. Hadn't heard from you for so long. Well, I guess you know how hard it is to sit here and talk into this microphone with nobody there listening to you, as you can see. And I just can't think of anything else to say, really. Maybe you get better at it as time goes along without something to say. You're not so sleepy, I don't know. Actually, it's only about 12:30, so you can see why I'm so sleepy. And I guess I might as well shut it down. Would like to hear from you, though, pretty soon. Get your address anyway. Nobody I don't believe has got it right now. May not want any letters, but you know how these things are. Since somebody gets your address, I know you're going to write them. And, hope you make it home pretty soon. Bonnie mentioned something about coming home for a couple of days. I hope you make it anyway, somewhere. Even Australia, you'd be sitting around Southeast Asia, I guess. Of course, I don't know, and I hope I don't find out anytime soon. Well, anyway, I'll see you when you make it in. Take care of yourself. Good luck.
Well, hello, Rich. This is old Uncle Horace. It's right a little bit after Christmas. In fact, it's 27th, which is my birthday. And happens to folks all come in last night, and we had a big jam session here. Enjoyed all of them, Bonnie, Faye, and Steve. And all them. We talked till about 1:30, I think, last night. And really, that's the first time we've seen them in a pretty good while, you know. And we had a pretty nice little session of it here last night, you know, about what the noise was and all, but we enjoyed it. And they played us some of your tapes today, and we enjoyed listening to them, too. It's, hadn't heard you, you know, in quite a while. In fact, we haven't even had a letter from you. We'd like to hear from you every once in a while. Let us know where you are, we'll write to you. And old Jim writes to us every once in a while, tells us about some of the things he's doing over there. We kind of correspond along with him. Well, I think Bonnie Fay and all of them, they're getting ready to leave out here, so I guess I'm going to have to cut a little short on this deal. I think the whole family's talked to you a little bit on this, and I hope it gives you a little boost, because I know it's kind of lonesome over there, but maybe it won't be long you'll be in. If you come in, let us know. We want to see you. And I kind of every once in a while let us know how you're getting along with things. Russell's around now. He's supposed to finish up his school this semester. Got one this next semester to go. I guess pretty soon he'll probably be in there with you somewhere. I don't know how it's going to turn out. All the rest of them is all doing fine. I think some they've all said a few words on this. So, take care of yourself over there. Get home as quick as possible. We hope that won't be but a little while. We're all anxious to see you. And we'll say goodbye for this time. Maybe we'll see you again soon.
Well, hello, Rich. This is Monday evening, about January the 26th, I believe it is. Been quite a little while since we started this tape, and in fact, I sort of cut in on it a little bit here right after Horace was talking while we were over at Joe and Dot's, and kind of had just a family session on there for a while, but it was so mixed up until I just cut it off and thought I would say a few words right along in here. And later on down, though, we will, I think, on this tape have some of the folks talking, maybe Popo and Joe and, well, all of us were just sitting around. In fact, they didn't hardly know what we was doing. I know after we had made the tape, we told them, listen, we're going to play it back. And Grandma Addie Bell, she said, well, you know, that sounds just like what Joe said a while ago. She still couldn't understand that we had been taping what they were saying there. Of course, Mark had got the recorder and brought it around and sort of hid. And even Joe, though, he hadn't noticed what was going on. Of course, when we played it, we told him, so he knew what it was, but I don't think they ever did. But everything's going along a little better here now. We, you know, as the letter wrote, I told you, we had lots of ice and snow, and it has been a miserable time here from the 28th of December until about, I guess, the 22nd of January. We either had snow or ice or frost or something every day. It was most unusual weather. And I was out in it so much, I just about got sick, but I believe I'm going to get over it some of these days. I'm hoping. We've had now about 4 days since, I believe it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and today. It's been sort of warm enough you didn't have to wear a coat, so it seems real nice. We just got a letter from Jim a while ago, and it made us feel real good. I believe he said he was somewhere close to Portugal or maybe heading into Portugal for refueling and maybe taking on supplies or something, then heading out for the English Channel. So we're sort of in hopes he's getting out of that Mediterranean area and maybe heading back up to west coast of Europe, I guess you'd call it there. I don't know if they'll go up around Norway and where they were originally planning to go or what, but at least we'd rather see him getting away from that Mediterranean and Black Sea area. That don't look too good to me. Of course, he said their orders may be changed any minute. And it's right funny is that they get their orders been changed as many times as Carter's got Liverpool, so that must be quite a few of them that they've been changed already. And two, we just got your package, I guess, that you mailed from Australia while you're down there today with Becky's little bear. Boy, she's really hooped up over that. She said to tell you thank you, but maybe we'll have room on this tape to let her come in and say a few words and maybe some of the rest of them. I don't know if Mama will or not. She's, I think, pretty busy. Said if we wasn't room on here, just telling you what she'd write and let us do the talking, but she might talk some on it. Well, here's Becky Jo just walked up. I think she wants to talk to you a little bit, so I'm going to let her talk a little right now, and then maybe I'll be back in a little bit.
Rich, this is Becky. Mama told me to tell you she'd be glad when you come home. Hurry up. I like that little bear you sent me from Australia. I sure do like it. Thank you a whole bushel. I sure do have fun when I'm playing with Patty. I enjoy being with all the folks in East Texas. I can even ride Patty's bicycle she got. I think they're going to get me a bike here one of these days before I'm 21 some of these days. Hope so. Bye for now, Rich. I'll talk to you some other time.
No, that Becky Joe's a sight. She's been wanting us for a bicycle for a long time, and some of the kids and neighbors around here has bicycles. She's already learned to ride pretty good. Of course, she hasn't got much place here in the yard, and we're afraid for her to get out on the streets too much, but I guess we will get her one pretty soon, at least when it begins to warm up, where she can get out and play. I think she's got about half enough or maybe more to buy a bicycle, and boy, she's really been freezing on to that money to get it. So I guess we'll have to get him one pretty soon. Well, you know, I was telling you about your car, the little accident Mama says was in. Well, got it in the shop now. I carried it down this morning to Mr. Clark, and he thinks he can fix it up all right. I tried several different places here, and in Snyder, I wanted to buy, you know, just go get a door, a good one, and put in there and just have it repainted. But everybody telling me it's just going to be almost impossible to find, you know, a door from a second-handed car. So I didn't know whether to try to get a new one or just get this one straightened out. And this man said he could straighten it where you would never know it had been bent. And I came by this evening. It looked real good. And, you know, when it was bent, it didn't fit in the place there in the door where in the side of the frame where it belonged. And I just made a statement. I said, well, I didn't think I'd ever feel back out there like it supposed to. And he said, well, you brought it to get it fixed, didn't you? And yeah. But I believe he's going to do a pretty good job. At least I hope so. But if he don't do it to suit you, well, we'll fix it to suit you. And about getting it painted, I don't know. I know you said either in your letter or tape that you wanted to go ahead and paint it. And Mama thought, well, maybe I better do it. But I tell you about something like that. The car is pretty old. Of course, it's still in good shape, all right. But I'm like this man down here. He said he didn't think the car would need another paint job. I thought it pretty good buffing, maybe, and wax and something like that would make it look real good. And if you knew that you were going to keep the car another, say, a couple of years, something like that, it might be worth a paint job, or if it was rusting out. But your car still, the paint looks good. There's a few chips, all right, but, I mean, not enough to hurt. And if you had any idea you're going to get rid of it, possibly when you come back, why, it wouldn't be worth putting a paint job on it, because I'd have to get one less than $75, maybe $100 if you got a good one like you'd want. And, too, like I told Mom, you know me, I'm always trying to economize, and if I went and got a paint job, I'd possibly get one that wouldn't be the best and might not suit you. So I told her I thought I would just let it go until you come in, and if you want it painted, well, it shouldn't take you but a day or two possibly to get an appointment, and if you need something to drive, well, we always got something around here you can drive while you got it painted. It's not that I don't want to do it for you, it's just sort of the way I look at it. I hate to spend your money for it, and then it may not please you, and then you may decide you want to get rid of it. And that's sort of the reason that I've decided that I shouldn't, unless you just actually think that I ought to. I'd rather not, and just let you decide on that when you come home. And there is another thing I thought about. If you did decide to get rid of it and get you a new one or something when you come in, why, what I had thought about, if you wanted to do it, see what you could get on your car and whatever it, you know, it was worth, whatever you could get.